Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at www.angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher. I'm also an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith, and the fact, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they're no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, listeners, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. Like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice, so please call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. So again, hello everyone, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. I do see that we have a number of callers on the line, and if you are a regular listener to Angel Healing House Radio, you know I like to spend about 5 minutes or so to get talking about today's topic, which is very, very important as we're going to be setting our intentions for these August energies coming up. So please do hang on the line, and I will get to you in about 5 minutes or so. Remember, if you'd like to be reminded of the upcoming Angel Healing House radio shows, please find my smiley face on the Blog Talk Radio site and push the follow button underneath my photo. And with shows like today and the gems of information that the Posse of Angels have been bringing to me, you will not want to miss a single show. The first thing I need to tell everyone is that Mercury, the the lovely planet of communication, has been going backwards. It's been retrograde for the past 3 weeks, and it will start to turn forward on August 8th, but it won't complete its full shadow of going forward until about August 22nd. So if you have been feeling like you've been held back, perhaps you've been feeling like you're unheard or misunderstood, perhaps your emails have been left in cyberspace, and you haven't been able to connect with people, or your projects have been stalled, this may be the reason for that. Now, before I embark on speaking about the energies of August, I would just like all of you listeners to reflect and think about everything that you've gone through since the late 1990s. And I know for some of you are saying, oh, please don't make me think about that again, but just take a moment to reflect on those late 1990s, perhaps the last 12 to 15 years. And while no one's road is completely smooth, as we all seem to have had our fair share of challenges and experiences, some people's roads have been more devastating than others. Now, having gone through those challenges, how much better do you understand these experiences now? How much better do you relate to them and allow yourself to grow, to learn, and to actually be transformed by them? Well, in many cases, I would dare say quite a lot. That is because we, as a collective consciousness, have changed so much in the past few years that in many cases, our whole perception of life is not that life happens to us, but that life happens for us. And I will repeat that. Life does not happen to us, but life happens for us. It is in this distinction that we begin to be a co-creator with the magic of life rather than a victim. You know, listeners, as we weathered financial concerns, relationship breakups, health issues, and crises of identity, we were shaken to our very core to figure out who in the heck we were and why in the hell we were ever here. I know that in many cases, our faith, hope, and trust in a grander vision for ourselves was sorely tested. And although many of us have felt bruised and battered, I believe that most of us were never fully defeated. Having weathered the enormous challenges of the past 10 years, in many ways, we were all like that mythical bird, the phoenix, who has to be burned to the ashes in order to be reborn in its purest form. Now, for those of you who watched the wonderful Lord of the Rings movies, the trilogy, it was like when Gandalf the Grey was taken by the dark serpent into the fires, and the audience thought that he was consumed and died. But in the second movie of the trilogy, he comes back as Gandalf the White, having been purified by his time spent in hell, so to speak. Now, having gone through our own version of hell, being consumed by fires of challenging experiences, and hopefully come out so much wiser, we're all about to step forth into a very different energy. I've told my clients and Reiki students that those who have allowed themselves to change from within and really have changed their perspective and perception that life happens for them instead of to them, there will be a very noticeable shift with wonderful manifestations and a chance to really start to enjoy co-creating a more authentic life. Now, just a note here, if you're still feeling as if life is a struggle and it's hard and you're having a great deal of trouble perceiving life to be a gift or anything but difficult, it would be helpful for you enormously to have a session with me at Angel Healing House to shift your programming and belief systems in order to perceive the world as your loving, giving friend instead of a harsh enemy that wants to destroy you. And you don't have to be in my Los Angeles office. I do my intuitive counseling. I do my distant healing locally, nationally, and internationally, as I have clients all over the world. For information on my healing practice, please go to my website, Angel Healing House, and that Angel Healing House is all one word, and that is .com. Now, as August will be bringing in new energies, it would help us enormously to focus on being fully aligned with our truth and living in integrity as to what we truly, truly want to create for ourselves. Once again, for those of us who are living a life of conscious awareness, August will seem to be less intense if you stay within your focus and your intention on the results you want without getting too specific about the details. Now, that is the difficult part. There's a really important distinction here to focus on your intentions, but do not put any emphasis on expectation of how and when you want your expectations to be fulfilled. Now, as I mentioned in one of my previous shows, it's time for all of us to start having the F word. And no, this is a family program. The F word is fun. Start having fun, to not work so hard, to let go of the need to always be accomplishing something or be productive in order to feel alive. And although this is true for many of us, it's especially true for us healing practitioners, as we're so focused on our healing work that we forget to integrate what we've learned. And boy, is that an understatement. It's much easier to just talk the talk than walk the walk and be the walking example of what we are teaching others. Life never was supposed to be all work. We're supposed to be here to have fun. These kinder August energies are allowing us to consider and reconsider what makes our life fun, enjoyable, and exciting. What fun have you been putting off for another time? It's that time now. Be open to receiving because you've earned it. Each one of you, you deserve a fun life. In fact, one of my previous shows was called Change Your Work to Your Passion. So while you may be thinking, listeners, about your own F word, and where you can have more fun in your life, I would like to go to the phones now and take our first phone caller, 270. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Hello? 270? 270, you're not coming through at the moment. Please call back, and I will get you afterwards. 780, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
Speaking with Jay.
Hey, Jay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, Canada. I love Canada. So my parents have a house in Prince Edward Island.
Oh, nice.
Nice, pretty area of the world, yeah. And
for sure.
Boo, I'm not getting up there this summer, but that's okay. Everything is meant to be. So what can myself or the posse of angels help you with today, Jay?
I just wondered right now. I'm kind of unhappy with my job right now, so what they can do to help improve it.
Okay, so many of us, Jay, are just going through such an extraordinary transition, and you not being happy with your job is just telling you that your job is an old coat, and you've actually outgrown it. And you've known that you've outgrown it for quite some time now. But because we as human beings, you know, the alarm bells have to get really happy for unhappy for us, over time for us to really take note of it. How long have you, if you're really honest with myself, the posse of angels, how long has it been since you've known that you have been unhappy with your job?
For about a couple months now.
Okay. All right. That means that there's something there, A, that you've outgrown, and B, that is possibly not honoring you and respecting you anymore. Or it's possibly that you're ready to burst forth and bring new talents to the world, and you need an avenue in order to do that. Okay, let me see. Okay. The first thing that they're asking you, okay, this is really good. The first thing that the angels are asking you is the current job that you're in, do you feel like it allows you to be respected for
no.
your gifts and talents? Okay.
No.
That was an emphatic no. Okay. They're also asking you to share with us, Jay, what is it that you love doing and you lose all track of time when you're doing it? And if you would have all the money in the world, you would still be doing it.
Well, I'll be drumming, do my drumming stuff.
Drumming, okay. And it's definitely in the arena of music.
Yes.
Okay. They're going to say something here that a lot of people, they really don't want to hear this, but it's in 9 times out of 10 cases, you have to let go of what you have in order for the new to be presented to you. And I know that's scary. And I know it's like, well, I'll hold on to this until the new comes along. And then, of course, I will let go of it. But it's that faith. You have to have faith. The only way that we have faith is by having faith. And truly, when we open our hands to let go of what's not serving us anymore, the new will be presented to us. And I'm going to be speaking today later on about fear. Everyone has fear. And even those people that say they don't have fear, they do have fear. But the difference is those people step forward anyway because they know that they're under the safe of the universe, God, and the angels, and that they will be they're abundant and they will be given. They want to remind you that you are the alchemist. I don't know if you know this. You are the magician, and you have all the wherewithal to create your reality, but that so much of lack you're allowing lack to come in and steal your thunder, steal your energy. So they're saying put more focus and attention on saying, I am rich, I am abundant, I am worthy, I am deserving, I am a great drummer, and, you know, when you go to sleep tonight, you intend. I intend to bring to myself the connections, the opportunities, the situations that will allow this extraordinary gift and talent and ability I have to be shown to the world. And I let go of the expectation. And then what you must do, Jay, is you must live in the present moment. Because I dare say, and the posse of angels are just agreeing with me, that they've tried to send you signs about possible ways to step forward. But when we're seeking in sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, and anger, and worry, and stress, and control, and lack, and all of those things, we are not in the present moment when we can clearly see those, you know, overhear those conversations or see those references or signs or signals that we need in order to step forward. And a lot of people, they're not living in the present moment and they miss those signs. So.
Well, I did that before and I almost starved. And my kitty cat almost starved, and I can't go down that road again. Now I say this: the angels know to lead us in a direction, but they don't know anything about paying bills and stuff like that. So,
One other thing that they want to tell you is that you're much stronger than you think you are. And let me see if I can ask that. They're saying
I asked Spirit for support before, and I didn't get it. I was almost starved, too, so I can't go down that road again. Sorry.
Okay, what they're also saying for us is now is the time of, there's so much going on underneath, Jay. There is so much going on underneath that we can't even see at the moment. And please do listen to the rest of the show, because the rest of the show is about everything you've pleaded and begged and cried for and your intentions and all of that has been noted by the universe. There's a lot going on. But as I said, with the planet of Mercury, the communication planet, still not out of its shadow until about the third week in August, they're saying to you, please do not lose hope. Towards the end of August or September is when those new things are going to come in, which are going to buoy our spirits and are going to pick us up and show us very, very tangible results.
Okay.
Okay, so please do listen to the rest of the show, as it has a great deal to do with what's coming and the forward movement energy towards the end of August and into September.
Okay,
all right. Well, hang in there and have a blessed day.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care, Jay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Next caller, 270, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie, how are you?
I'm great. Well, considering.
Considering, yes. Where are you calling from?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Never been to Kentucky. Heard it's absolutely beautiful. So tell me, what is happening in the life of Stephanie?
Well, I've been having some financial issues. First of all, Mercury has, usually, you know, I get a couple problems when Mercury goes in retrograde, but this time it was like a kick in the teeth. And it's really brought me down. I've been having issues gaining access to money, but the funny thing is I have clients willing to pay, but, you know, it's just, it's a mess. So I don't know how to get out of it. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so the clients are willing to pay. Did you say that?
Yeah, I am having a problem with my PayPal account.
Okay. Well, the angels are going, if I could translate what they're saying to me, it's like it's like Mercury retrograde is having a fun with everyone, and it's almost like it's been turned up like 100 notches this time around.
Yeah.
It's really in our face, and you know what it's asking us to do, actually, Stephanie, it's asking us to really detach from all things technological, and it's asking us to be quiet. It's really, really asking us. I know we have to work and we have to deal with these things, but we can detach. We can physically try to attend to all of these things, but emotionally we can detach.
Right.
Okay. Your cards are just super cards. Oh, my gosh, I want these cards. They're saying to you... please note that there's going to be really something to celebrate, some rejoicing coming up around your career, and please don't expect anything till about the third week in August onward and into September. You're going through a rephase. You're going through a rebirth at the moment. And they're going to hand you the universe. That's what they're saying that to. And what a great thing. You know, you've learned your lessons. They're like showing me a cap and gown, you know, giving you a diploma and a mortarboard hat. You really have learned your lessons, haven't you, Stephanie? I mean, you know, you have been living. And I am just getting shivers up, down, and the candle is dancing, left, right, and center. We are so proud of you. It hasn't been an easy road for you. It hasn't been an easy road for any of us. But really, you have stood your ground, and you have, in many respects. I know it's getting on top of you a little bit now, but you know what they're also showing me? They're also showing me a finishing line. You are like 99.9% already run the race. That's what they're saying. 99.9%. And if you knew how close you were to that finish line, it would knock your socks off.
Wow.
They're really clapping for you. They are so proud of you. they're saying, if it all you can do is detach from any of this, and they didn't use the word BS, but I'm using the word BS because all of this physical stuff.
Believe it or not, that's actually very fitting.
I mean, you know, they're looking at me like now, all of this physical stuff is really BS, but you have weathered the storm. That's what you've done, and you are so close to that rebirth and that rejoicing and having your arms open so wide to be able to receive from the universe.
So this really is all part of what they're teaching me.
Yes.
Because it's
you
been...
In fact, you are not these circumstances. And, you know, I'm sure you understand that you brought them to you and you painted them in your reality. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there to learn some really challenging lessons. And how much money we have has nothing to do with how rich we are. I know for somebody like Jay who might be listening and have you know, let go of that which was dishonoring to him and has starved with his cat, that's hard to understand, but what we need to do.
Well, I'm right there with Dave, but at the same time, I totally understand what you're saying because I completely agree. I've been having this weird up and down since I started this career between either working too hard and then burning myself out. And then getting consumed by daily life and, you know, my job is a very spiritual job. And if I don't have my spirituality up, I can't do my job.
Absolutely.
And my job sometimes leaves me no time for spiritual growth. So
right. It's
kind of a catch-22.
But you know what? What job do you do, Stephanie?
I am actually Aurora Rose Psychic on Blog Talk Radio. I do psychic readings and metaphysical work.
Okay. Well, what you're like, you know, I got the reason I ask is I got healing practitioner, but you know, sort of you're doing healing it wouldn't be on the massage table, but in another indirect way.
I do spiritual healing actually. I do a lot of life coaching with my work.
Okay.
One of the
things that they're really saying for us to do as healing practitioners is really set our limits and boundaries. You know, we have a great deal of empathy for our clients and our students, and a lot of times we will either, you know, in order to allow somebody to get readings and allow somebody to get healings, we will, you know, sort of diminish our costs and discount ourselves, and a lot of time we will do ourselves out of remuneration, and the universe sees that as compromise. In the past, we've set ourselves up for a fall because we need to draw a line in the sand and we need to really set our limits and boundaries and say, no, this is the value of my time, this is what I'm worth, and you stick to that, not to say that we'll never discount our work, but...
Right.
You know, the universe only knows what we will accept.
Right.
And if we allow people to walk all over us, what actually will happen is, you know, then the universe will send us, because of the laws of attraction, more people to walk all over us, you know. It happens.
Yes, and that, oh my goodness, that is so exactly what happens. Plus, you know, you get people who complain about, how far out you're booked. And, oh, well, I need a reading right now. My emergency's more important than everybody else's. And really, it's the same thing everybody else needs help with. So you overbook yourself on your days off. So then you end up realizing that, oh, my goodness, it's going to be 2 weeks before I can get to...
No. I'm going to tell you something which is going to save you so much energy that you're expending. One thing they want me to tell you is we're not here to save anybody. We never were. We're not here to save anybody. Okay, we're here to give them advice and to bring forth the channeled messages, but we're not here to save anybody. And two, you will actually get more clients if you schedule time to have fun in your life, because you get clients from your set intentions. The universe already knows that you want clients and that you have this extraordinary ability, gift, and talent you know, for, you know, psychic readings and things like that. And you will, what you're doing by burning yourself out and not allowing yourself to have time and fun and joy is you're saying the little child inside of you is very sad and is crying because that little child wants to play and have fun. And you, the way you draw things to yourself is in joy, is in bliss, is in creativity. So I want you to promise me, otherwise you're going to get ill, is to schedule some time for Stephanie time, just for you. And what is your F word? What is fun for you? I'll tell you, listeners, I have a friend, and she is a kindred spirit. We get together once a week. It's usually that hump day, Wednesday. I don't schedule any clients, and she doesn't schedule any work. And we meet for lunch. We then go out for our frozen yogurt, and we go to a movie together, or we come back to either our places and watch a movie. And people say, how can you do that midweek, you know, sort of, you know, just take time out to watch a movie? And I said, because it's my life, and I can guarantee you we have so much fun, and we giggle, and we play, and we are so silly on that day that every time I'm together with her, my phone starts to ring with new clients.
Oh, wow.
It just does.
I believe it.
It just does. So they're saying to you, what is fun for Stephanie? Start to wiggle, girl. start to wiggle and get the little child. Little Stephanie wants to come out and play. And get to your calendar and cross some of those days off and say, I am going to have fun. And I'm going to show the universe how much that is important to me. Because what is coming to you, it's important now to think about this, because you are one of the first way showers on the planet, being enlightened and being consciously aware. Because when people really start to shift, they're going to need teachers and healers and healing practitioners and intuitive people to go to understand what they're going through. And you're going to be very much in demand, and it's so important for us to take time out, otherwise we're going to be burnt out.
Yeah. And I've been realizing that. It's just I've just been feeling so trapped here lately, so I just was really needing this guidance, and so this really helps me a lot to know that something better is coming and that it's okay. Tell people I've got to have me time.
You've got to have you time. And you know what? The more you value yourself, the more other people will value you.
That is so true.
It just goes along with that. So I hope that's been helpful to you, Stephanie.
It's been extremely helpful.
I'd love, love, love to receive an email from you. When you figure out what's fun for you, drop me an email at candy@angelhealinghouse.com and tell me what you're doing to make yourself giggle and wiggle and have just so much fun in your life.
I will definitely do that.
All right. Absolutely beautiful, blessed day. And okay, somebody in the posse is screaming to me. They want to thank you for all of the light that you're holding for the planet. And none of it has gone unnoticed.
Oh. Thank you.
I feel like crying. Okay. Thank
I
you
do
so
too.
Much. Thank you for your phone
call.
Take care. Bye bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was a lovely, lovely phone call. Well, it seems to be the overwhelming theme is start having fun. Start really looking at your life from a whole different point of view. Kat Bray, 53, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hi, I was wondering if you could give me a message. I've been in a funk.
Oh, my gosh, that seems to be the flavor of the day.
I know. Isn't that something?
Yes, everybody, you know what? That doesn't surprise me, Katie. I mean, you know, it's like the universe is, we are part of a collective consciousness, and you know what? It's actually getting us to be still and to be quiet and say, I've got to change this energy, and the best way, oh, great card, Queen of Pentacles, the great way is to change that, is to change the wealth of vibrations inside of us. What have you been doing to have fun?
I went to away to the beach to do a show this weekend, which I didn't make a whole lot of money, but I still had fun.
Okay. Now, you know what you just said? You said that money was more important than fun.
No, I said I did not make a whole lot of money.
That's what you just said. You said, well, it wasn't really, you're putting the emphasis on, well, I didn't make money. That's lack. The universe reads that as lack. Instead of saying, it was an extraordinary weekend because I had so much fun. It's like putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Another thing that the angels are saying is every time we get in a funk, it's because we're putting more emphasis. We think that we'll be happy with something that we don't have, and we'll we've lost our happiness because we're trying to find it in something that we don't have. That's why, exactly. But the universe doesn't know time and money. The angels do not know time and money, but they do know happiness, and they do see all the blessings that we do have. And they say, put your emphasis on your gratitude and appreciation for what you have. I don't care what you have. The things that we would help us and be most beneficial to us is saying, I am rich and I am wealthy and I am abundant because of my health, the shelter that I have, the people that love me, the food that I have to eat, you know.
You're right.
Absolutely. Start a gratitude journal. Bring it back always to what you do have and not what you don't have. And then the universe sees you as this happy little wiggly, you know, just bright little energetic. It has nothing to do with how much money we have in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the wealth of what we feel inside. I am that I am. I am a child of God. I am allowed to shine. Every day I am so fortunate. I have 3 meals a day. I can have 10 meals a day if I want. I can,
okay.
You know.
But I have to ask you this. My girlfriend, she makes something different than I do. And so she goes and makes $2,800, and I barely cover my booth cost, which is like $2.15. I made $3.11. I mean, why is that all the time I have such bad luck?
It has nothing to do with bad luck. It has to do with vibrational escrow inside of yourself. That's what it has to do with. Just the mere fact that bringing up anybody else goes back to lack, goes back to thinking that you are not a perfected being and you have all the wherewithal. Each of us is on the same playing field as everybody else. It's just our vibrational escrow inside, when you're that perfect match for those finances to come in, then they will come in. The universe doesn't know good, bad. It doesn't know more money or less money. It just knows positive or negative. And when you have more positive units in the bank that you've been putting in, I am blessed, I am rich, I am wealthy, and showing it, not only saying those things and, you know, having those pictures on the vision boards and slideshows and things like that, but really feeling it in your heart, really feeling it in your heart. Then the universe goes, oh, man, she's rich. Let's send her more rich, you know, matchups in her life, people, experiences, connections, opportunities, things like that.
Okay.
So, no more lack. No more lack. You are the Queen of Pentacles. You are that rich and wealthy and abundant. And the more that you can feel it in your heart and put your emphasis on what you do have and not what you don't have, it will strengthen you. And you watch how your reality starts to change.
Okay.
And they also want me to tell you that please keep your eye on the prize. Keep projecting yourself forward because, again, the end of August into September, things will start to change for all of us.
Okay.
All right. I hope that's been helpful. You look after yourself and have a beautiful day.
Thank you, you too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next caller, you're on the line with Angel Healing House 619. 619? Hello? Hello? 619, you have dropped off. Please call back and I will take your call. Next caller on the line is MYQI Heart 1. Hello?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Candy.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Where are you calling from?
In Southern California.
Southern California, you're a SoCal girl just like me.
Well, I'm actually new to it. I've only been here about 6 months, but lots of dynamic things have been happening for me this year, and it looks like there may be another major change coming up, and wondered if the angels have any insight for me.
Okay. In what particular area?
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to make a move, and I haven't. And some of my things are still in transition. So I know there's all kinds of exciting things out there.
Look at the cards that you're getting. Woohoo! Oh, my gosh, you little intuitive thing. Yes, you're starting over. You're starting over. They're dancing with excitement. There's the Fool card, definitely. And the reason it hasn't come yet is because it's not the right timing for it. This move will bring you great joy. It'll be like this opening up inside of you. There's emotions. You know that where you are is past your use by date. You know that you've intended to move is a good thing. You got here the priestess, the high priestess, and also the empress. I mean, it's just like you're marrying heaven on earth. This is really going to be a very significant move for you.
Wonderful.
Very significant, and it is wonderful. Do you know the place that you're moving to, or just the area?
No. I have no idea.
And have they sent you any references yet?
No. I don't know. It just came through here in the physical that the change has to be made. And I've
mm-hmm.
been... So I don't know any of the ramifications or anything yet. I've just left it all up to the angels and the divine.
Okay. What they want you to do is, I believe that you're pretty good about seeing what's in the present moment. How good are you for watching signs and signals and synchronicities?
I'm getting better at it.
Okay. They want you to become really, really good at it now, okay, because that's where they're going to be sending you the messages. For instance, I had a lovely lady call the show, I think it was even last week, or not possibly the week before, and she said she knew she was moving. Okay, she intuited that she needed to move, and she wasn't sure where she was going. And she said, please, angels, send me very clear messages, the area that I'm moving. And so when she went jogging the next morning, somebody was jogging towards her and was wearing a T-shirt that said Chicago. Okay, and so when she got in the car, she turned on her favorite oldies radio station and she heard Chicago, Chicago, that toddle in town. You know, it's like, how many times do we have to be hit over by, you know, over the head? And so she knew that, she said, you know, every time I hear a Chicago reference, it sends shivers all up and down my body. And she said, but I'm really worried, Candy, because when I move there, I don't know what area. I mean, Chicago's a pretty big state, you know, I mean, a pretty big place, you know, you don't know where to move. And I said, well, I said, what you could do is ask them to be a little bit more specific. And even with that, I said, you could rent a, you know, a suite at a, like a Howard Johnson's or a motel or something like that. And then in this way, you know, then you can, you know, even rent it for a week or two. And within a short amount of time, if you're very intuitive, you know, you can even pick up the energies. And once you're there, more signs will direct you to the place that you're supposed to be. So you're absolutely, definitely on the right path as far as this move goes. They said it's perfect timing that you called in today with Mercury turning around as of tomorrow, and what's going to be coming towards you. Watch very carefully in the present moment, Sharon, for those references to the area that will be most beneficial for you to go to.
Okay.
All right. I hope it's been helpful to you.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much, Candy. And thank you, angels.
And they're saying thank you for all the beautiful light that you hold for the planet.
Ah, thank you. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go along here. It seems like everybody is in that funk. Everybody is in that questioning. And, you know, we have all, listeners, we've all run the race. We've all run the race, and we're like 99.9% there. Just hang on a little bit more. 9:52, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Candy.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Sandy from Minnesota.
Hi, Sandy. How are you today?
I'm okay. I'm in that funk, too, like everybody else.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to continue. Just, you know, don't get used to it, but don't let it overwhelm you. Really, truly, don't let it overwhelm you. The way that I deal with any kind of funks is I go out and I find the fairies in my rose bushes, and I talk to the fairies and I talk to the angels, and when I'm in nature, everything is perfect. Everything, absolutely everything is perfect in that moment. Because I look out at God's handiwork and I think, what is to be in a funk about?
Well,
look at the roses, look at the hummingbirds, look at all of this stuff. And I think to myself, if I wasn't meant to be where I am, I wouldn't be here.
Right. And I totally agree with that. And I feel like I was supposed to have like a really down summer and just relax and do nothing. But I'm just wondering when things are going to start happening again, because I just feel like I'm stagnant.
And you know what we do feel like? And I've been seeing so many pregnant women. And at my age, I mean, you know, I'd have to be like Mother Mary in order for that to happen. But, you know, we are pregnant with our intentions and our heartfelt desires about to be birthed. And now we are in our last trimester. It's like in our eighth month. And the universe wants us to stop trying to be productive, stop trying to be, pushing things, because it's not going to help us. What's going to help us is to rest and recuperate, walk out in nature, be reflective, allow yourself to have fun. You know, if you play an instrument, go play the instrument. I mean, sit with crystals. I mean, there's just, this is our time of rest.
I'm glad you're saying that, because it kind of validates how I felt, but yet at the same time I felt like, well, is it just my feeling? But that's really good to hear that, because I've had a friend who's like, you got to get out, you got to do something. I said, I just don't feel like it. There's nowhere I want to go and do. I just feel like I need to think and relax and do nothing. So that kind of validates my feeling.
August energies are slow and steady progress, and those things that are happening under the surface. So we need to take our focus on that expectation and allow for the wonderful time of life to let things unfold. You know, it's the universe knows what each of us has intended for in our hearts, and this slow and steady movement will be quite tangible, but we won't be able to see it until the end of August going into September. And when it comes in, it's going to come in very tangible form. So be gentle with ourselves. Allow ourselves, even if it's a few moments every day, where we can regularly get in touch with that intuitive side of ourselves. Otherwise, we're just going to be feeling like we're pushing molasses off around a flat surface.
Yeah.
And
do your angels have any specific message for me at all?
Okay, let me see here. They want you to go within. They really, really want you to go within very deep. And know that you have all the answers inside of you. It's interesting that when we go within, the most extraordinary things are able to be birthed, new ideas, new realizations. Allow yourself that time, because when you allow yourself to rest and recuperate, you will watch and see, Sandy, that the things will start to come to you that you hadn't considered before.
Okay.
And it could be ideas that you had in the past, and you'll be bringing them forward and rebirthing them. And this will allow movement. This will allow your ships to come in, and it'll allow you to feel like you're more in. I wouldn't say control of the situation, but you'll feel much better about yourself.
Okay.
Really go within. And that'll help you enormously.
Okay. But you do shift happening the end of August for everybody.
Yes. End of August into September is when we will start seeing everyone will have that shift around August 21, 22, 23, around that. And then it's because of that shift in consciousness which will then bring to us those things that we've intended in our hearts. But don't put any emphasis on expectation on the way it needs to come in. Allow yourself to be surprised at the miracles of life.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care of yourself and have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Last caller on the line, 619. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who do we have? Hello? Hello. What's your name?
It's Steve.
Hi, Steve. Where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, California. And what can the angels and myself help you with today?
First of all, the name of the show is Angel Healing House?
Correct. That's the name of my business.
Okay, because I'm not at a computer, so I'm going to download it later. I've been having dreams lately where, and even in meditation when I'm all about to fall asleep, I'm seeing deep pools of water or deep pools of ocean. I'm just wondering what that message is for me lately.
Okay. When we dream about water, water is getting in touch with the emotional side of who we are. A lot of emotions are coming to the fore in order for us to clear and cleanse perhaps feelings around it that vibrations, particularly now, Steve, that we're in a Mercury retrograde, a lot of the things that many people are experiencing is revisiting the past and those things emotionally that's still draining us, and it's like almost bombarding you at the moment. It would really serve you to have like an intuitive counseling session or a healing session or something like that so you can understand and what I call exhume the crypt, you know, get down to exactly those things that are still draining you, and will, and if you don't consciously deal with them and let go of and release the negativity around them, the sadness, the anger, the bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, criticism, all of those things, that you will take that energy with you as things start to unfold for us the end of August into September. So those dreams really do have to do with clearing and cleansing those emotional issues in your life.
Well, I could work with the angels on that as well, right, as far as releasing and clearing, cleansing.
No questions about that. All you need to do is ask them, please help me to get clarity around which issues, which people I need to have clearing, and show me, you know, show me very succinctly, you know, the situations and the events of those things, and how to do that. And once again, you have
okay.
to be. Have to be quiet, and you have to have time of reflection in order to do that. And August is the perfect time for that.
Okay. Do they have any other message for me in regards to anything?
Okay, let me see. Oh,
thank you very
isn't
much.
That a wonderful card? Yes, Steve. Wish. Wish from all of your heart. You got the wish card. Put more of your emphasis on projecting what you want your life to look like. You know, where you live.
That's the Nine of Cups?
It's the Nine of Cups.
I love that card.
You got the Nine of Cups. Oh, that shivers. I'm getting shivers all up and down right now. They want you to...
Oh, maybe you have the air conditioning on.
No, there's no air conditioning.
I'm just being silly.
And the windows are not open in this room. The candle is dancing back and forth. They want you to wish like you've never wished before. Project yourself in the future. Go on my website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you're in Cali, I'd love you to come for a session, but even not, I do distant healing and all kinds of stuff. So have a look at my website, Angel Healing House.
Where in Cali are you?
I'm in Culver City.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have an absolutely wonderful day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. We had lots and lots of callers. I really, really didn't get to the August energies, which I so wanted to read out, but I will be reading it out next week. So between now and next week, please rest, recuperate. I know we're all going through that funk, but we have run that in unbelievable race. And we're almost at the finish line. So thank you so much. Thank you for all of those callers. Thank you to all my listeners out there. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. Also to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my professionally recorded Angel Meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website. Again, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling session or Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and using distant healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Please call me on 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, listeners, allow your radiant light to shine and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to all of you, and I can't wait to talk to you again next Tuesday. Have a beautiful week. Bye.